Temple, written by Matthew Riley and read by Sean Mangan. My name is DeMonaco, DeMonaco said. Special Agent John Paul DeMonaco. Now, listen to me very carefully, Mr. Race. Wherever you are, you have to get out of there. The people with you are very dangerous individuals. No shit, Sherlock. Race's voice said. I'm afraid the getting out of here isn't an option, Race said into the phone. As he spoke, however, he saw the supernova's timer counting down. 00-02-01. 00-02-00. 00-01-59. Oh, you gotta be kidding me, he said. This just isn't fair. Professor Race, get out of the tank! A hideously loud voice boomed from a loudspeaker outside the Abrams. It was Copeland's voice. Race looked out through the gunner's sights of the massive vehicle and saw Copeland standing up on the catwalk at the forward end of the cargo bay, holding onto a microphone. Wind whipped wildly around the hold. The loading ramp behind the tank was still open. Race looked about the interior of the enormous tank. The supernova took up the entire central section of the command center. Above him, he saw the entry hatch in the turret. Forward were the firing controls for the tank's 105mm cannon, and beyond those, beneath them, half buried in the floor in the very center of the forward section of the tank, he saw a padded seat and a steering vane, the tank's drive controls. There was something very odd about the drive controls, though. The top of the driver's seat practically touched the low section of roof above it. And then it hit Race. In a tank like this, the driver drove with his head sticking out from a small hatch above his seat. Race felt a sliver of ice shoot up his spine. There was another hatch up front. He dived forward, sliding into the driver's seat, and looked up instantly to see that it was true. There was another hatch up here, and at the moment it was open. And standing astride it at that very instant, pointing his calico pistol directly down at Race's head, was Earl Bittaker.